looking at overhauling an organ donor system, which is currently run through driver's licences. Currently around 350 very ill people are on the waiting list for organ transplants. The review of the system has been prompted by the father of a very sick young girl who's in need of a new liver. The select committee's been around the country calling for feedback on this. Its chairwoman is MP Steve Chadwick. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mary.
Why is the driver's licence scheme inadequate?
Well, simply because when you tick that little box and you do it for very good reasons, you hope to give away your organs when you're no longer able to live a fruitful life. But when you're in intensive care, your family who are gathered there could override your wishes. And then the intensive care staff have got no option but to say, sorry, we can't take the organs.
So why isn't, because you just said you tick that box for good reasons,
yes.
Why isn't the donor approval on the driver's licence enforceable in the law?
It can't be. It's not a legal document, and it's not seen as an advance directive, so it has actually no legal standing. What's really needed here, Larry, is a lot of education of the public, so that when I do tick something like that, I then go home and follow through some more steps with my family, and that there's an education campaign about what happens when you are in intensive care or your loved one is, and how we can constructively work with the intensive care staff to say, yes, we're not surprised at this, we knew about it, and we're very happy for that to happen.
I don't understand. Why is it not a legal document?
Well, it's not. It's a driver's. It's an application for a driver's license.
Why don't you change the law so it is a legal document?
Well, this is exactly what we've said here. We've said develop a system to encourage active discussion about organ donation between donors and their families. So that's exactly what we're saying now to the Ministry of Health and to other health officials and DHBNZ and also the Land Transport Safety Authority. This isn't working. Come up with something better. It was not for us to devise.
Well, I want to get to the registration system in a moment, but I want to come back to the ticking of the box. Look,
yes.
If that is what I want, that is what I want. Actually, the families should have no power over that. If you look, it's no different from a will, is it? Surely, or shouldn't be?
Well, it's not a will.
No, I know it's not a will, but it should be formulated. Why don't you change the law so it is a legal document?
Well, that's exactly what we've said. We're a select committee that listened to lots of submissions here, and we didn't realise, and neither did you, that doesn't mean anything really when you tick that. It simply puts you on a register, and that can be overridden by the will of the family. So we're saying now we've got to develop something that's more robust than that system.
So instead of changing the law so that document does, that tick does have some sort of legal standing, you're now proposing a national registration system.
That's right.
Which Steve Munn, a liver transplant surgeon, says won't work, won't deliver bang for bucks, it won't attract enough response, and you have to update it annually.
Well, I think the other thing too, I mean, Steve's got a very valid point, but he didn't come before the Select Committee. The intensivist that we had was Stephen Street, who did recommend strongly that this was a very acceptable way to go forward. And I think what we're also needing, at the moment you've got a system run very, very ably out of Auckland. It's the National Transplant Donor Coordination Office. But we're saying we want a national dedicated system that is run probably something along the lines of the Blood Transfusion Service. It needs to be separately set up. It needs to be funded with dedicated funding.
Mm.
And it needs to link in with the application of your driver's license.
Look, Steve, yes, look, this is a very difficult area, isn't it? And it's very traumatic for the families, and it imposes great stress on the intensive care staff and so on and so forth.
It does. And
isn't the Select Committee being wimpy here? Why not just change the law to make this driver's license thing a legal document and take it out of everybody's hands?
No, because it's a lot more than that. to run a good system, and Stephen Munns, I'm sure, would agree, it's about training of intensive care staff, that's doctors and nurses, and health workers in there that work with the families. It's about training the public, that's why we've called for an education campaign, and it is about devising a better system.
My point is this, I'm trained. A donor is trained because they've ticked the bloody box.
No, they're not.
Well, that is the
And there may be reasons as well. Let's be sensible. You may have had severe trauma and those organs may not be robust enough.
That is up for the surgeon to decide.
No, I've signed it. That was your argument. You know, I've signed it.
No. If I have signed this, say, 5 years ago, and in 5 years' time I have a traffic accident or whatever, it's up for the surgeon there to decide whether, in fact, the organs are usable and transplantable.
That's right. But at the moment, as it stands, the tick box system simply doesn't work, and that's why we called for change. And it's not for us to say, this is how you change it. We've made a very broad recommendation there about developing a system.